Hello, welcome to From God's Heart to Mine. I'm Caleb Griffith. Thanks for joining me today as we aim to draw nearer to God every day. Today is our special segment that I'm calling Quick Bible Tips, something to help your Bible study today. And so we're just giving short pieces of advice in this segment that will help Christians to read the Bible in a better way, to think about how they approach Scripture and how to study it, how to apply it in the best way possible. And as we think about God's Word, sometimes we move a bit too quickly past the basics. And it's good to want depth and to learn more, to dig deeper, but there is also wisdom in realizing how profound the basic facts of our faith can be. And I think that's the case with our thinking about the Bible as the Word of God. As Christians, we usually take it for granted that the Bible comes from God. And we don't always think through the implications of that fact when we read it. The fact of inspiration is stated very plainly in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, which says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Other translations of that verse say all Scripture is God-breathed. And that's a quite literal translation. It is that this is the Word of God. It comes from His mouth. It belongs to Him. It's what God is trying to communicate to us. And yet, think about some of the implications of that fact for how we should then approach the Bible. God's words are true. When God speaks, we can trust what God has to say. Titus 1 verse 2 says that God cannot lie. Hebrews 6:18 says along those same lines that it is impossible for God to lie. And so when God speaks, He speaks truly. Psalm 119 verse 160 tells us that every one of God's word is truth. All of His righteous judgments endure forever. Because this book comes from God, there should be trust in the way we approach it. Now, that doesn't mean that everything the Bible says can be taken at face value. We sometimes have to remember the context. Maybe the Bible is speaking figuratively or poetically. But when we look at the Bible as it is meant to be interpreted, we should trust what God reveals. There should also be consistency. Now, we should expect consistency on God's part. The Bible agrees with itself. The Bible does not contradict itself in terms of an actual logical contradiction. But when we approach Scripture, there should also be consistency on our part. If this is God's Word, we should apply and understand God's Word consistently in our own view of it across the board. God's words own authority. Because these words come from the Creator of the universe, we should pay attention to what God has to say. He has the right to tell us what to do. That means there should be reverence in how we approach Scripture. Reading the Bible isn't something to just take casually or treat as an ordinary thing. This is what God wants us to know and do. There should be submission. We should not be hearers only, James 1 verse 22, but doers of the word. And God's words also have power. When we approach the Bible, there should be expectation on our part that something incredible can happen. Because God's word have His own power within them. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit, according to Ephesians 6, verse 17. In Hebrews 4, verse 12, we read that the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Every encounter with the word of God has the potential to be life-changing. It's not always about the preacher or the teacher, the one who is presenting the message. God's word has power. And when we approach Scripture, we should have a great expectation that God is at work and God can do amazing things. And so to help you get more out of your Bible study today, trust God's word. approach it consistently, show reverence and respect for it, submit and do what God says, and approach God's word with great expectation of what God can do. Why? Because it is God's word. Thanks for listening today to From God's Heart to Mine. Open your heart today to pursue God's heart and try to show his heart to others. Thank you.